The halo effect is another error from perception that we sometimes fall into. This is when we draw entire conclusions about someone based on one characteristic or one action that we've seen them take. So for instance, if someone is nice to you the first time you meet them, then you might think that they're a very caring, loving, and nice person, regardless of how they act toward other people. That one action gives you a perception of them as being very nice, and so you ascribe other characteristics to them as well. They're loving, they're caring, they're a good person. All of these things could be false because you've drawn an entire conclusion about them by one action or one characteristic of them. We see this similar halo effect in business when people are highly regarded for maybe one major accomplishment from the past, and we tend to attribute great characteristics to these business people even though we don't have firsthand experiences with them. A good example of this is the McDonald's brothers. You know, McDonald's is known worldwide. It's one of the largest and best corporations in the world, and it is one of the richest corporations in the world. And we often attribute the success of McDonald's to the McDonald's brothers, but this is actually an incorrect assessment. The McDonald's brothers were relatively happy just owning a few McDonald's restaurants, not too many. It was actually a gentleman by the name of Ray Kroc that bought out the McDonald's brothers because he was frustrated with the fact that they didn't want to go national and they didn't want to take their restaurants internationally. And so he bought them out in the 1960s for $2 million. So the McDonald's brothers got $2 million out of McDonald's, and Ray Kroc actually franchised the business nationally and internationally and made all of the money off of the McDonald's franchises.